Welcome to Morsi Therapy Podcast. I'll be your host, Brian Morsi.
Welcome back. So earlier today, you know how you're going throughout your day and you have all these thoughts and different things going on. Well, I want to share a thought with you I had earlier. It won't take much of your time, just a few minutes, and then I've got another podcast I'll be doing right after this. But have you ever had a time in your life, and I'm sure everyone has, some people can remember a lot of things, have photographic memories, but have you ever had things, different things in your life that you could just close your eyes and, you know, remember a certain memory? You can remember the first time you saw your wife, or the first time you saw your child, or things that just stick out. The last time you may have seen a parent. And those memories you hold on to because they mean a lot to you. Well, have you ever, when you were little, have you ever had it to where, you know, you and your friends were, you know, playing around, and of course you were being mischievous, and there was a time to where you knew that, you know, I'm okay right now because my parents aren't, you know, paying attention to me. And then you get that immediate call of your name and you focus, you turn directly to the parent and you know that, you know, you're in trouble. Or there was a time that, you know, I was going through life and my everyday routines and doing pretty much the things that I wanted to do, not paying much attention to, you know, what exactly that I was doing right or doing wrong, or, but I was basically just doing my own thing. And I can distinctly remember, and I closed my eyes just thinking about it. There was a time that I can remember where Jesus called my name. Now, it wasn't audibly. I didn't hear voices or anything like that. And he wasn't physically visible. But as I was going through life, there was a specific time that I can remember him calling me by name and getting my attention. I knew that I wasn't saved. I knew if I died that I'd be going to hell, even though that I had played the role. You know, I knew all the right words to say. I'd been brought up in church, so I knew all the right words. I knew how to act. I knew how not to act. But that day when he called me, it was like I had turned to him and I had direct focus and he was talking to me. He was speaking to my heart. And I thought of all the things, you know, is there anybody watching? Is there anybody paying attention? What are people going to think? You know, you have all these things going through your head. The devil gives you all these excuses why not to respond or not to pay attention or sweep it under the rug or make it for another day. You can, and you know, you hear those lies and things that the devil gives you and it's, let's not do it today. But you have him speaking to you, the Holy Spirit speaking to you, and the voice just seems to get louder. And you know he's talking to you. I have the act down. I have the speech down. I know what to say and what not to say. Life I was leading and where I was going, the sin I was in. And he took time just to call me by name. I knew right then and there. And ever since that time, I've never been the same. Thank you for listening to today's podcast. Has God been speaking to you, nudging your heart? If so, I have one last thing for you. John 3:16 states, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son,
that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you're interested in asking Jesus to come into your heart, repeat this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I know that I'm a sinner, and I ask for your forgiveness. I believe you died for my sins and rose from the dead. I turn from my sins. I repent of my sins. I invite you to come into my heart and life. I want to trust and follow you as my Lord and Savior. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, if you said that prayer to make a decision to follow Christ, I encourage you to let me know. Drop me a note. And you can email me at morseytherapy@gmail.com. Don't forget to follow, like, and listen. You can find us on Buzzsprout, Facebook, or Instagram.